AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The remnants of Tropical Storm Erica are drifting near the coast of eastern and central Cuba, but are expected to move into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. Although Erica is weakening, Florida Governor Rick Scott told WINK the storm still poses a threat to the Tampa Bay area.
If you look at history, these storms, we still get a lot of rain. The Tampa area in particular is still saturated, so we still have some risk.
The Big Island of Hawaii is bracing for high winds, heavy rain, and ocean swells of up to 20 feet as Hurricane Ignacio, a Category 4 storm, approaches with sustained winds of up to 135 miles per hour.
From Ignacio can be expected along the east and southeast facing shores over the next few days.
Meteorologist Eric Lowe says Ignacio is being followed by Ximena, another Cat 4. Strong winds are blamed for two deaths in the Seattle area, where power is out for nearly a half million customers. One of those killed was a 10-year-old girl playing outside a friend's birthday party when she was struck and killed by a falling tree limb. Falling trees injured four people during a triathlon at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, south of Seattle. Former President Bill Clinton says New Orleans should celebrate progress after Hurricane Katrina, but also work on recovery for all. Clinton spoke Saturday night at an event to remember the 1,800 people who died in the storm.
We honor on this night in a solemn way those who lost their lives and those who love them. We honor in a grateful way on this night the people who, often at great risk to themselves, save lives over and over and over again.
A fan fell to his death tonight at the Atlanta Braves game. This is AP Radio News. Texas prosecutors have charged a 30-year-old man with capital murder in the killing of a uniformed sheriff's deputy who was gunned down from behind while filling his patrol car with gas. Officials describe the killing as a senseless and cowardly act. Lieutenant Roland De Los Santos, who knew Deputy Darren Goforth since childhood, wants the public to know the police are not the enemy.
When there's bad guys out there, we're out there to catch them, and we're out there to protect the citizens. We love you guys. We really do. And I hope that the people who don't understand that, who think otherwise, will understand that as police officers, we are here for your good.
Authorities say a Florida mom, home with her two kids, has been shot multiple times after answering her door. Los Angeles and the U.S. Olympic Committee have struck a deal that will make the city America's 2024 bidder, pending approval by the City Council next week. I'm Ross Simpson.